Star 94.1, and we welcome DeLeon. DeLeon, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, good, good. DeLeon, we go back when you say DeLeon to you being just a little girl. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's like what is it? Just way back.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. Now, when you were a little girl, did you ever expect that you would be where you are today?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. God has been so, so good to me, and just allowing me to continue to sing and, you know, just put smiles on people's faces. And I don't know, God has been amazing in just where he's allowed me to come from.
To be nominated for a Grammy at 9 years old, that's got to be mind-blowing.
It is. I have just been truly blessed, and that's pretty much all I can say.
You were perhaps one of the youngest persons ever to get a gospel recording contract. How exciting
was
that?
5 years old, I did the Chicago Gospel Fest, and that was the jump start of people knowing me and you playing my album. A guy by the name of James Ballard, he saw something in me and said, "I'd love to sign her to a record label." I think I probably was about 6 years old, getting ready to turn 7. And I'm in the studio making music and doing things that, you know, people dare not dream of doing.
Now, you have your own company.
Yes.
How did that happen? Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, just the longevity that I've had in the music industry, I felt it was certainly time to kind of, you know, I've basically paved the way, and I've seen things happen. I've seen a lot of different ways people do things, and I've learned a lot of things along the way, and I just thought it was a great time to apply all of that and come out with my own thing. And 'cause, of course, I know what I want. I know, you know, the label, and as we know music today, or yesterday, I should say, it's no longer the same. So being able to have that control over how I present the music to the audience, I just thought it was time.
On your new project, what can we expect? Because I know DeLeon as a person, I mean, you have some funky songs.
Yes.
I mean, beat is tight. Then you can lay back and have some beautiful songs. What can we expect?
Well, this album, I think, is probably one of the greatest works that I have done. I did probably 85% of the writing on this project, so it's truly from the heart. It's praise and worship with a easy listening feel, but at the same time, it's something that is not the norm. I think people will hear it and they will really enjoy it. I've done, you know, a lot of different projects, and after a while I kind of, you know, get tired of listening to it. But this particular project has stayed with me. It stayed in my spirit. It's ministered to me. It's like I'm not even listening to myself. And I think that speaks volumes for, you know, what I think about this project. It's just amazing. It's an amazing project. Everyone that has listened to it has given me nothing but great feedback. And these are people who are not religious, or, you know, some not even believing in God. But after hearing this project, you know, really are touched and blessed by it. And I think when people hear it, they're just going to be amazed and truly blessed. I honestly feel that, you know, God really had his hand in this project, and it will really minister.
Now, the title of this project, is it going to be entitled Dillion?
No, it's the title of it is called Hearing Me.
Okay.
And actually, the song Hearing Me, my husband wrote a book last year called Inside Power. So it's the song actually on the album is called Hearing Me, subtitled Inside Power. Was written specifically to go with the book and really talk about like that driving force inside, that overcoming the odds and overcoming things that people thought you were washed up and done with, you know, that you still rose to the occasion, you still came out, you know, unscathed. And it's just a song of power and strength.
You mentioned your husband.
Yes.
Is it hard being married to a Gary Sheffield? People may notice him before they know Dillion.